go about 4 kilometers away total to the front. The Apennine front is about 4 kilometers to the south and southwest, up over to the edge of the rim of a crater called St. George. And then they'll turn a bit to the east, down the Apennine front, and make stops here and there at different stations.
Here's some readings, Joe.
Here's some readings.
Okay, 250-000. Well, all zeros there. Amp hours, 090.
Degrees. Just,
okay, 203. Checkpoint 1.
Mm-hmm. Checkpoint 1 is Canyon.
Gonna miss that double.
The first stop is the other side of Elbow Crater, further to the south.
Just a little to the west of south.
Okay, we're moving forward, Joe.
Roger.
Let's see if the front steering works now.
Woo, hang on.
Dave says, woo, hang on.
And we're coming around left.
Let's see how long it takes them. I'm going to start a watch here, and we'll see how long it takes them to get to Canyon.
Heading directly south right now to miss some craters off to our right. Very subdued craters.
And off they go on the lunar rover.
Okay, I'm going to take a little zigzag here.
On our right is,
hang on. Get a feel for this thing. 9 kilometers an hour, Joe.
Kilometers an hour.
Let's get the rover squared away first.
That's not a bad speed at all.
No, very good.
8 kilometers, up a little rise.
The capability is up around 16, and from a practical number we figured would be around 10 to 12 max.
Mm-hmm. And as Dave says, hang on till I get the field.
203,
yeah? Okay. 203 for 2 miles.
203 degrees for, he says, 2 miles.
Yes,
they're going on miles instead of kilometers.
Yeah, you've converted me to kilometers, et cetera, and really the chart is laid out in nautical miles, so it's 2 nautical miles.
Mm-hmm. Roger, our TV pan suggests you can go straight for St. George Crater, and you'll find Elbow okay. And we're suggesting you omit checkpoint 1. Riesling Crater should be a good landmark along the way, and head 208. Over.
In other words, they're going to go ahead and pass the canyon.
Okay, 208, Joe.
Crater, that's stop one.
Okay, we're doing 10 kilometers now.
Up to 10 kilometers.
Now we're heading uphill. When we head uphill, it drops down to about 8. No dust, Joe. No dust at all.
Yes, sir. Sounds great.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yes.
The dust must be being contained within the fenders.
Kilometers now. Okay, amp readout is 15.
A readout from Jim Irwin.
Looks like 15 on one. I can't quite see, two. Okay, I guess, could this be rising right here, Jim? Probably is. This large depression off to our left?
Yeah.
Off to the left, should be on the right.
Well, I can see I'm going to have to keep my eye on the road.
Oh, you're right.
But the difference between Canyon and Riesling, so mm-hmm. It should be right to their left.
Boy, there's really rolling hills, Joe.
Just if they're to Riesling already, they've gone over 1 nautical mile, and that's halfway.
Oh, this must be Earthlight, huh?
That couldn't be. Yeah, they're trying to find which one they're near.
Boy, look at that. We're going to have to do some fancy over in here.
Oh,
there's
ooh,
a
look at that.
Depression here before you get to Riesling. I don't think we're to Riesling yet. Riesling ought to be about 1.4, and we've only gone, 0.4.
Roger, Jim. We think you're short of Riesling now.
Yeah. Indeed, they have not reached Riesling Crater so far.
I think that's probably Riesling out about 11 o'clock to us, Dave.
That would sound
about
right.
Maybe 1 kilometer. Yeah. Okay, Joe, the rover handles quite well. We're moving, and I guess, an average of about 8 kilometers an hour. It's got very low damping compared to the 1G rover, but the stability is about the same. It negotiates small craters quite well, although there's a lot of roll.
Yeah, it feels like we need the seat belts, doesn't it, Jim?
Yeah, really do.
Quite a springy vehicle.
The steering is quite responsive, even with only the rear steering. It does quite well. There doesn't seem to be too much slip. I can maneuver pretty well with the thing. If I need to make a turn sharply, why, it responds quite well. There's no accumulation of dirt in the wire wheels.
No dirt being picked up. Still only have rear steering.
Just like in the owner's manual, Dave.
Almost.
You were heading right. Yeah, man. Okay, I've got it on the wall here for a minute, and we're up to 12.
In other words, he's wide open.
Yep. 12 kilometers.
As we head up slope, it drops off.
Yeah.
Are you deliberately slowing down?
No, I slowed down. I want to get my feeling here before we start spreading. Oh, look at this little fresh one. Little fresh boy, look at that. Miles of very angular frags all over the thing.
Yeah, we passed several of those.
Angular fragments.
Okay, I'm going to cut down to the south here.
Yeah, very sharp edge rock. As if they
I think that's
been
probably, range
recently.
Point 7. I'm still not rising. Shouldn't be.
Whoa. Hang on.
1.7 nautical miles, Jim Irwin just had a reading.
We have a large subdued one at our 1 o'clock position. I'd estimate 50 kilometers wide.
Roger, Jim.
I think he meant meters. He had to mean 50 meters.
Okay, how are we doing on the heading, Jimmy?
Okay, if we're heading right for Elbow.
They can apparently see Elbow out there.
Pick a spot here, okay. Do we have to pick your way?
No.
Riesling is a good bit more than 50 meters wide, so they'll know it when they go by this very common landmark.
Only about halfway.
Halfway, he said.
To checkpoint one. We shouldn't. But I thought was Riesling. It was probably not Riesling. Riesling is a larger crater, and it's out at about 1 point. Should be about 1.4.
That's affirmed, Jim. Right on.
Okay.
Jim's getting his bearings there. Riesling is indeed over 100 meters wide.
Bucking Bronco.
Yeah, man.
Like a bucking Bronco, says Dave.
You back off on the power, yeah. It keeps right on going.
Back off on the power, it keeps on going? Well, no braking unless you apply brakes.
That's
huh?
Right. And, of course, inertia on the moon, same way running, it's tougher to stop there.
Zero phase. Lighting is pretty tough, Joe. We're going to have to make sure we keep it an angle. Once I look into zero phase, it all looks flat. There's a nice little round 1 meter crater with very angular frags all over the bottom and the rims and glass in the very center. About a meter across.
That's geologist Scott there.
Roger, Dave. And Jim, as you come up on the reel, you may want to turn your 16 millimeter camera on.
We're getting a
close circuit. Yeah, when we get to the reel, we will, Joe. Can't see the reel at all from here.
That reel must fall right off.
Roger.
That reel must fall right off without any buildup.
Okay, right now our bearing is 039 for 1.1.
That's back to the limb.
Roger.
039 heading. A little over 1 mile, nautical mile.
Mm-hmm. That inertial navigation system is telling how to get home, how to get back to the limb. That's the very important thing here. About halfway to Riesling Crater, according to a closed-circuit plot we're now seeing
Jim,
displayed
from
mission control.
I just have to drive around these craters. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Some of them are so big.
We have a large subdued one on our right about 60 meters wide with several small ones in the center. By small, I mean about 10 meters in diameter.
Roger, Jim.
Well, it really really bounces, doesn't it?
Well, I think there's sort of a, the rear end breaks out at about 10 to 12 clicks.
Roger, Dave. It sounds like it's like steering a boat with the rear steering and the rolling motion.
Yeah, that's right. It sure is. Hey, there's a good fresh one right there.
Yeah, I was looking at that water. 1 o'clock to us right now. Nice fresh angular block. Some lighter albedo material on the south rim.
Okay.
We kick up a little dust when we go through these craters.
Yeah.
Seems like when we get to the bottom, and I can see the trajectory of the fragments coming from the... Looks like, you know, they're coming from the front wheels and coming up kind of around my arm and then forward.
Yeah, but it's not dusty. I mean,
it looks like millimeter-type particles.
Yeah. Hang on.
Okay, let's see. The distance, 1.3.
They're almost
the
Riesling crater now.
We're coming up about 12:30 to 1 o'clock. It could be Riesling.
Okay.
Taking them about 10 minutes to go 1.3 nautical miles.
Sounds good, or it could be the large one to the northwest of Riesling. Riesling may be coming up on your left now.
Well, there's a large one over there, too, Joe.
They'll sure know it when they
Roger,
get to Riesling.
But your heading is beautiful. Continue on.
Riesling looks to be 100 or 150
okay.
meters in diameter.
Our heading is averaging about 200, 210. This is really a rock and rolling ride, isn't it?
The rover's very
strange. Never been on a ride like this before.
Oh, boy.
They're really making time. Apparently not too many rocks
to dive. They got this great suspension system on this thing.
More craters than anything else. Dave says it's a great suspension system on